What's holding humanity back? Ineffective education is our biggest problem, but it propagates because human beings are trusting, kind, and gentle. Being passed along is seen as a positive in the classroom, but no child should advance without comprehending a subject. That schools are structured as institutions of punishment is a problem with schools, not learning or authentic education. It is a terrible thing to cram for a programming test and expect the teacher to see that as good enough and pass you along. Even the tests already present a mangled and outdated set of questions under the guise of brevity. Everything in such a situation is an attack on the student's very future, not to mention that knowledge is cut up into dry, disconnected subjects, and subjects are cut up into timed periods. Friends are divided into classrooms, and classrooms are divided into tables. And what little achievement there can be is defaced by inauthentic grades, tweaked to look average, to keep under the radar. I wish we could have a conversation about real education, but nobody knows what it is. To prove me wrong, all you have to do is show me a teacher who expected every one of their students to become a great being. You see? Without understanding what real education is, there can be no constructive dialogue, just monologue like this one. To talk about education for real, we need to use the worst kids we know as a model. The worst of my bullies were very sick indeed, and there were kids even worse off. A young gang wannabe who had one of his familiars try to burn my hand, and I scared him by not moving it at all and giving him a noseful. A boy who was already a drug addict in 7th grade, hallucinating treasures in some church's spire. How are these kids meant to become great beings, you ask? You see, ineffective education is not the only thing that humanity has to face. There are several ongoing waves that trip anybody who rises. And poverty, the thing that fractures most bullies, is one of the biggest problems we have. There cannot be real education in the minds of children actively eroded by poverty of mind and wallet. If you are not sure what poverty of mind is, think of a father who regrets his son was born, raising his boy as an inconvenience. That boy will grow up poor in his mind. Poverty of wallet is even more interesting. The men who bail out crooked banks allow children to inherit the poverty of their parents while lying about hoping to break the cycles of poverty. You can't repair bad parents very easily, but you can give every child born after 2020 a plastic debit card that resets to $100 indexed to inflation at midnight every day. It's just $3.6 million spread across a lifetime. This ends poverty and crime in just about a decade. It brings back little community stores as there is money to exchange for goods. And yes, it should be an inalienable right, in case you are wondering. Every human being on planet Earth should receive such a card, because Earth is going through a time when money is apparently what moves the world forward. Which brings us to the next problem that complicates things. kids indoctrinated into fantasy beliefs and bad ideas that often neuter their curiosity. They would do things against their best interest given such a card, stay home, never go to school, do drugs, eat themselves to death. And that is the other thing that keeps humanity down. The absence of measure of excellence in our decision-making. It's a cultural problem. In other words, content of character does go far, but it does not do humanity justice, because we are more capable than merely having content of character. Excellence of content of character, personal greatness, authenticity, morality, incorruptibility, trustworthiness, virtue, and even that is just words from a single page of a dictionary. But it is certainly better than just a varied content of character. Eventually, a student, and there will be a first, will reject being coerced into memorization to just pass the state test so that schools keep their accreditation. And the question of support will arise. What kind of a person are you? Will you punish them because school is such a massive convenience for you in your already greatly inconvenienced existence? Or help them fail while daring greatly? Help your children reject poverty. Help them understand that it is a mistake. Help them with finding and paying for tutors that will teach them programming, JavaScript first and later C and C++. And frequently travel the great trails like the Appalachian Trail, Pacific Crest Trail, and the Continental Divide, where they can develop a healthy hunger for narrated books in the peace of their own minds. Books written by non-religious, clear-thinking, great beings, where they can begin inheriting their culture. And please, remind them that to grow up means to grow all the way up until they become great beings and can guide others to rise as well. It is those children who will become the writers of the new books that will help humanity advance forward at a more direct pace. Epilogue. The Man in the Arena by Theodore Roosevelt. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat.